of the employer. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Well, here we go. Got lots to talk about, as usual. We got to stuff it all in 1 hour. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Got Bradley Dean with you today. Jake, the other guy's actually out in the Carolinas today, meeting with a bunch of folks out there concerning the church and the Patriots. This is the first time you've listened to the Sons of Liberty. Just a reminder to those that have heard this before, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice they're pro-murderers, wish to silence the patriot that's a globalist despise, and we are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty once again. Friends, if you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and check us out on Facebook, which is Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, downloads, uploads, whatever the case might be, pictures, events, comments, referrals, letters of commendation from the right people. All that like us is really less. That's as rare as hen's teeth. Actually, friends, the fact of the matter is 98% of the response is always great. Well, let's go to 99%. Everybody wants to pay attention to the squeaky wheel. You know how that works, right? All righty then. Friends, if you'd like to check me out on Facebook, you can do that as well. Bradley Dean, double E on Facebook. And or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Phone lines are accessible, 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, folks, for the first segment here, I had actually was rolling down a call list today, and I had met a young man from the Awakening in Florida, and once I got into a conversation with him, I said to him, Rob, Mr. Cunningham, please just hold this for the radio because I want you to share with my listeners as to the content that you're sharing with me right now. Now, to say all that, to say this before I bring up Rob. Now, I asked him to send me a bio over, and I'm having fun with Rob right now. As a matter of fact, let's put him on just so he doesn't feel like I'm beating him up. Hey, Rob, how are you, sir?
Good afternoon. I'm great, Bradley. How are you?
I'm doing great. Now, Rob, I asked you to give me a bio, and I got, I don't know if you're aware of this, but I got 16 pages. So let me just read this off really quick. Quite a resume, my friend. Freedom Motion Picture Group, and then it says, share a calling, consider benefits, ideas, and exchange. Lead, educate, unite. And then about us, you said, a media communications team of believers, amen, challenging minds and inspiring hearts with high-impact messaging. And then you have the founding Bible. You have a book in what you wrote called Smeared. You have one message, America was never supposed to be this way. And then I'm pulling up the next page, local government, private industry, faith, education, popular culture. And then you have some endorsements, and it says America was never supposed to be this way. And then it says America was never supposed to be this way. And then your mission states to provide resources for the development, creation, and distribution of values-based entertainment through stewardship of talent, experience, and state-of-the-art technology. So welcome to the show, Rob Cunningham. And can you kind of explain all that in a nutshell? Because I just gave you 9 minutes, so fill it with words.
Well, thank you, Bradley.
You're welcome.
I didn't intention. I was hoping you'd put a Reader's Digest version on my bio, but Bradley, I was blessed about 7 months ago with a calling. Actually, I want to correct the record. I did not write the book that we are turning into a movie. A very close friend and neighbor of mine by the name of Mark Rogers, this is his fifth book, and I believe his first self-published book, that when I read it about 7 months ago, I told my wife, honey, I've been found my calling. The movie, the business we started 12 months ago, I'm going to leave it in your capable hands, and I am going to produce a movie. I don't know, Bradley, how to turn on a camera. I've never done anything like this before in my life. My background, as you probably know, is military, aviation, instructor pilot. I flew for Delta Airlines. I worked for Merrill Lynch. We've owned a training company. But I was so compelled when I read this movie, that read this book by Mark Rogers, that I said this story must be told to America, because if I'm anything, I'm a passionate conservative and a zealot for our country, and I love America. I have a 4-year-old daughter and a 7-year-old daughter. And when I finished reading this book, Bradley, I said, how will I answer the question when my daughters say, Daddy, what did you do when?
That's right. Now, the
when
book
our country was being destroyed, what did you do, Daddy? And I could not answer, well, I tweeted a lot, or I yelled at the radio, or I went to Tea Party meetings and high-fived everybody that was a like believer of me.
Amen. Amen. No, I understand that. Rob, now, I got a question for you. Are we talking about the book Smeared, then? Is that what we're talking about?
We are.
About?
Okay. We're talking about the movie, the book Smeared. And once I read the book, I had no idea my neighbor was such a prolific author and a great Navy veteran, a former businessman, retired here in the neighborhood. And
yep.
I read the book, and I went to him and said, I want to turn it into a movie. Can you give me the flexibility to do that? So I optioned the rights on the book. I found a movie production studio in Georgia, about an hour away from my home. Georgia is the third most popular state in the United States for movie production. And I found a faith-based movie production company that I went into a partnership with. We optioned the book, and we're trying to make this movie for a fall 2014 release.
Give me a little highlight as to what Smeared is all about, just the way that you told me today on the phone.
Smeared, in a nutshell, is a modern-day genre of Mr. Smith Goes to Washington.
Great movie.
It tells the story of how America has lost its way through the eyes of an individual who, through a circuitous route, found himself adopted by a political odd couple in Washington, D.C., and he doesn't know where he comes from, but all he knows is early American founding days, and he sees America through virgin eyes, if you will,
mm-hmm.
America's founding virgin eyes, and he looks on in dismay at what is happening in our nation. And he has an attitude, Bradley, that truth knows no color. Truth has no political allegiance to any party. Truth is truth.
Amen.
And he sees our nation through the perverted ways that it's being operated and led today. And the individuals that go through this book and through this journey, when it becomes a movie, will follow this gentleman through time, if you will.
Gotcha.
They will see America as it is not supposed to be, and it will be a movie, we hope and pray, that will reach the lower information voters, not the ones that are already believers that already love, you know, our country.
Rob, I'm going to take a quick break here, and I'm going to pull you back up right after this break. Folks, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
You are now considered a terrorist. It doesn't matter if you have served your country dutifully. The federal government, the IRS, and the NSA are targeting Americans just like you. Because of your beliefs and because of big government's corrupt policies, you are a threat and fall into the same category as a terrorist. Now they are monitoring everything you do online. You are at risk unless you know how to disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to protect yourself. That's privacyradio.com.
The message of hope. Wow, friends. You know, it's interesting. We got Rob Cunningham, founder of Freedom Motion Picture Group, with me right now, and I appreciate you joining me, by the way, Rob.
Thank you, Bradley.
Yes. Hey, you know what's interesting about it is God doesn't pick the qualified. He picks the unqualified so he can qualify them. God chose the foolish things of the world to confound that which is wise. He's chosen the strong things of the world to confound that which is mighty. And I heard a preacher one time say that when it comes to the things and the vessels that God uses, he said he never uses you for your abilities. He always uses you for your availabilities. So I'm just kind of highlighting as to the content of our conversation on the first segment here. And it's just absolutely interesting that every time I run into these situations, Rob, I hear the people say, I'm not qualified to do this. I didn't know I was going to do this. You know, if you ever look at a picture of me, I'm a long-haired 6'5" tattooed rocker. And I never thought that I would be an ordained preacher and that I would do a lot of high schools across the country and tea parties and the such. And that's just to name a few things. But God really, truly does use us for our availabilities. And then he will enable us in the process of doing that. Only that men might not glory or the flesh might not glory in his presence. That way he gets the glory. So I think that's what's cool about what you have going on right now, Rob. And I'm just kind of curious, too, is how do people get a hold of you? Number one. And you can go ahead and give that information out if you would.
Yeah, well, this is a very fast motion development since we began this partnership. And but at the end of the day, there'll be a Facebook page. And so folks can go to facebook.com/, and this is the title of the movie. It's Washington's Axe, the movie. So facebook.com, Washington's Axe, and it's spelled, and Axe is spelled A-X-E.
Got it. I appreciate your time, Rob. This is what I'll do. I want you to go ahead and give a one-minute synopsis as to what the movie and the content of the movie is about one more time, please.
Well, the movie is about the innate goodness of America is based on Christian principles, and our founding, the essence of our Constitution, is truth, and it's God's truth. It's not political left. It's not political right. It's been perverted, and truth will set us free. And if those listening, Bradley, will do one thing, my prayer is for everyone to help me share this movie project with others. We need courageous leaders like you and Jake. We need people in our churches, media, and government willingly taken a stand. We have to reach lower information voters right where they are, not as we judge where they should be, but where they are, and then give them hope and give them truth. Our culture needs it. And we've got to reach beyond the echo chambers of left and right with the messages that you bring into your schools. I want to bring into the culture.
Amen. Amen. I greatly appreciate it, sir. Rob Cunningham, founder of Freedom Motion Picture Group. And again, friends, it's absolutely interesting, these conversations that I have. You never know when it's going to happen. The Lord just drops something on you. I was having a conversation earlier in a parking lot with Rob Cunningham. And I said, Rob, will you just do me a favor? And this is the second time I've done this on this radio program, probably in the last 2 years now, where someone just struck me and I just said, no, just stop for a second. I know we didn't plan this, but let's get you on the radio so people can understand and hear what you're telling me right now, because it's that important. Isn't it also interesting that the Lord told the church, paralleling with what Rob said about reaching into the culture? He said that we're called to go to the highways and to the byways. We're to go out and seek and save that which is lost. Jesus said, pray not that the harvest is, you know, ready in 4 months. He said, no, pray that the Lord of the harvest will send forth laborers into the field. And the church in America has it completely backwards, the professed church, might I say. Because they go inside of a building, they have church, and then they leave, and then they act like the world. And they expect people to come to the church, when in fact, if we follow the footsteps of Jesus Christ, he was always going about. He was always going into the dark places. He wasn't cowering or capitulating in the face of the adversary. He knew where those people were that needed the gospel the most. By the way, if you look in Scripture, the first thing he did was going into the synagogues. The people that were in the church that thought they were okay. That was the first place that he went. And isn't it interesting, too, the people that would come up to Jesus, namely the man that had the legion, he said that he was legion. He was full of devils. He came up to Christ worshiping Jesus. And he was full of devils. So, friends, it's interesting, to the places that God has called us to go to, we're to go into those places. We're not to go beat around the bush. We're not to go to have another meeting and talk about what needs to get done. No, what we need to do is we need to put faith in our feet together and see what God won't do. And I think that's exactly what Rob Cunningham is doing right now. By the way, I think he's a great guy, too. Because we just don't pull people up on the radio because it's a good idea. I mean, if we wanted to do that, friends, we'd have people on the radio program every day. Just because. And as the young people say, just saying. So anyways, thank you, Rob Cunningham. We appreciate that. Friends, yesterday we were talking about the educational system, and I was talking about how stupid our founding forefathers were. Not. Benjamin Rush said, the only foundation for a useful education in a republic is to be laid in religion under the umbrella of Christianity. Without this, there can be no virtue, of course. And without virtue, there can be no liberty. And liberty is the object and life of all republican governments. Of course. Of course. I seen a quote this morning where a man said, there's no liberty in the world without Christianity. Of course not. He's the one. He is the light of men. He is the light of life. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but by him. He is our mediator between God and man. His name is Jesus Christ. And until we come to terms with that, we're going to end up with an educational system. Well, actually, with what we're looking at today in this country. It's pretty messy. It's pretty ungodly. It's pretty un-American. It's pretty unconstitutional. Oh, as a matter of fact, when you read Article 10 of the Bill of Rights, it's pretty illegal. And yesterday we were talking about questions asked to fourth graders in 1862. Incredible. Elementary questions. Incredible. Math problems to be solved mentally. Incredible. History questions. What is writ of habeas corpus? What is a bill of attainder? What is an ex post facto law? Enumerate the powers denied to the several states. What are bills of credit? These are elementary questions to kids in schools in this country. Now 700,000 students in public schools can't even read their own graduation diplomas. And we started talking about the mottos for Harvard, Yale, Princeton, absolutely incredible. They were all used to raise up ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And their mottos fall right in line with their intents. For Christ in the church, this is Harvard's motto. For glory of Christ. Yale admonishes students, above all, have an eye to the great end of all your studies, which is to obtain the clearest conceptions of divine things and to lead you to a saving knowledge of God and His Son, Jesus Christ. Princeton, again, started by Presbyterians to train ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The president, John Witherspoon, said every student shall attend worship in the college hall morning and evening and shall attend public worship on the Sabbath. He said there shall be assigned to each class certain exercises for the religious instruction, and no student belonging to any class shall neglect them. Wow! Dr. Witherspoon also said, taught that a true friend to liberty and to America would promote religion and bear down on profanity and immorality. Of every kind, friends. Well, let's take it a step forward now. In 1860, 262 of the 288 college presidents were ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Over one-third of all faculty were ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. In 1890, a survey of state universities conducted by James Angell, president of University of Vermont and the University of Michigan, he said, number one, over 90% had chapel services. Number two, 50% had compulsory chapel. Number three, 25% required church attendance. How contrary to what you're being taught today and what your children and students are being taught today in public schools and colleges. Colleges are worse by far in many cases, friends. I'm just looking at some of our founders, and it's folks, it's absolutely astounding. Benjamin Rush, the signer of the Declaration of Independence, served in three presidential administrations. Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, James Madison. He helped found five colleges, a university professor, authored numerous textbooks, one of the prosperers of public schools, and was known as the father of public schools under the Constitution. Folks, when I come back, I'm going to give you a little history on their backgrounds so you can understand the intelligence that these men walked in. You got Bradley and the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Phone lines are accessible.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com. or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Again, Benjamin Rush, the Bible should be read in our schools in preference to all other books. Of course, because it's a foundation. Noah Webster, soldier in the American Revolution, a legislator and a judge, helped with language of the Constitution. He said the Christian religion is the most important and one of the first things that children under a free government ought to be instructed. No truth is more evident in my mind that the Christian religion must be the basis of any government intended to secure the rights and privileges of a free people. Well, let's think contrary to that. Well, then we give rule over to tyrants. He goes on, Noah Webster did. He said, the moral principles and precepts contained in the scriptures ought to form the basis of all of our civil constitutions and laws. They are. All of the miseries and evils which men suffer from, vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war, check this, friends, proceed. They proceed from the despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Just completely the opposite of what you're taught. Now they're blaming God for all of the errors in the world, when in fact God is the one that said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. And when we listen to God, we're not going to get in trouble, and we're going to remain a free people. George Washington rightly said, you do well to wish to learn our arts and our ways of life, and above all, the religion of Jesus Christ. These will make you a greater and a happier people than you are. Congress will do everything they can to assist you in this wise intention. What? What? Listen to this. Let's go back into the schools again. First grade questions in schools in America. What is the fifth commandment? Honor your father and your mother. What is required in the fifth commandment? Honoring. What is forbidden in the fifth commandment? To dishonor. What is the reason annexed to the fifth commandment? Listen to Ben Franklin. History will afford frequent opportunities of showing the necessity of public religion from its usefulness to the public and the advantages of a religious character among private persons. Okay, Benny, when you keep talking about religion, but who's the author of that religion? This is what he says next. And the excellency of the Christian religion above all others, ancient or modern. Yeah. Yeah. What about Thomas Paine? He's known as the least religious signer. This is the guy that was over in France rebuking scientists for not giving due praise to their creator. By the way, science is the study of creation, friends. But listen to what old Tommy Paine said. When attacking the French public school system because of the secular, anti-religious manner in which taught science, he said, it has been the error of the schools to teach sciences and subjects of natural philosophy as accomplishments only whereas they could be taught, with reference to the being who is the author of them. For all the principles of science are of divine origin, of course. If there's creation, there has to be a creator. If there is a building, there has to be an architect. If there's a painting, there has to be a painter. If there is a creation, therefore there is a creator who answers my prayers. Thomas Paine goes on, when we an example of an extraordinary piece of machinery, an astonishing pile of architecture, a well-executed statue, or a highly finished painting, he says, our ideas are naturally led to think the existence and the extensive genius and talents of the artist. When we study the elements of geometry, we think of Euclid. When we speak of gravitation, we think of Newton. How is it that when we study the works of God in the creation, we stop short and don't think of God? Yeah! It is from the errors of the schools, rebuking the French, Thomas Paine was, and the evil that has resulted has been that of generating in the pupils a species of atheism. Instead of looking to the works of creation, to the Creator himself, they stop short and employ the knowledge they acquire to create doubts of his existence. Of course, because the scientists want to glory. And what does Scripture tell us in the book of Romans 1:22? Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and fools they are, friends. Read Psalm 14:1. What about William Holmes McGuffey, university president, professor? His readers sold over 122 million copies in the first 75 years. He was titled the schoolmaster of the nation. Listen to this, friends. McGuffey's third reader states, in making my selections, I have drawn from the present fountains of English literature and have aimed to combine simplicity with sense, elegance with simplicity, and piety with both. For the copyist extracts from the sacred scriptures. I make no apology. Indeed, upon a review of the work, I am not sure, but an apology may be due for not having still more liberally transformed these pages, the chaste simplicity, the thrilling pathos, the living descriptions and the matchless sublimity of the sacred writings, the Bible, friends. Matter of fact, in his lessons books, kids in this country for years were taught, number one, character of Jesus Christ. Number two, the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Number three, extract from the Sermon on the Mount. Number four, Solomon's wise choice. Number five, the goodness of God. Number six, the gospel invitation. Number seven, Christian light and hope. Number eight, awake Zion. And number nine, how to pray. Everything contrary and in stark contrast to what you're being taught today. Martin Luther, the great reformer, this part, oh, I love this. Woo! Martin Luther, the great reformer, said, I would advise, oh, by the way, if you've heard bad things about Martin, do a little homework on the guy because they like the revisionists, they love to rewrite and pull out of context and omit and add and take away. For those that didn't understand, omit. Because of that man, Martin Luther, in the 1500s, there's 500,000 people today that are worshiping in this country alone You have freedom of religion because such of a prophet as he was. Love him or hate him, folks, you have freedom because of these men. But I ask you, is it not true? The spirit is still the same in this world. Persecute the living ones back in the 1500s, but praise the dead ones. Well, let's praise him for a minute, okay? And let's listen to his wisdom for a moment. Because again, if it wasn't for guys like this, we wouldn't be free today. He said, I would advise no one to send his child where the Holy Scriptures are not supreme. See, because America, you have to understand, you still have the freedom to do the right thing, right? It's not all gone. Because you still have the freedom to do the right, to do the wrong away with. And to do the right by conquering the wrong. He said, every institution that does not unceasingly pursue the study of God's word becomes corrupt. I greatly fear, said Martin Luther, the great reformer, that the schools, unless they teach the Holy Scriptures diligently and impress them on the young students, are wide gates to hell. No wonder why the enemies are hard at work. No wonder why the sons of Cain are hard at work trying to take out Brother Abel. It's true. Yeah, because you don't understand what real love is. And if you really love God, you would join yourself to God. And what is the surest sign of grace, friends? A recovery from sin, said the great prince of preachers, Charles Spurgeon. Matter of fact, Charles Spurgeon used to say, Lord, give me more grace that I can keep your commandments better. Oh, we're not under the law. No, I know it's the schoolmaster that drives us to the foot of the cross and can do no more. I get it. Because we're saved by grace through faith and not of ourselves. It's the gift of God. But what does that grace do? It quickens men that are dead in their sins and in their trespasses and not until then. You understand that? Probably not. And is grace in operation in your life? Speaking of the great reformer Martin Luther, well, let me tell you this. The Bible says where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. If you're an overcomer and you're made more than a conqueror through him who loved you, you understand real grace because your body has been subjected. You've been crucified, you've been buried, and you're alive forevermore by the Spirit because we're led in the Spirit of righteousness and by the Spirit of righteousness. Martin Luther said, I greatly fear that the schools, unless they teach the Holy Scriptures diligently and impress them on the young students, are wide gates to hell. Yes, because Jesus said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. That's why. Straight and narrow and difficult is the way. How far is these quotes away from our foundations today? That shows you how far you have fallen from your God. This shows us how far we have fallen. This used to be the norm in public schools and in the public arena, friends. We didn't have the problems that we have today. I mean, hey, folks, some of the spelling words for elementary students back then, going back into the schools, these are for elementary students. Contumelious. Ichthyology. Bronchotomy. Loquacious. Mendacity. Armigerius, Vertiginous, Acanthus, Allegianus. I mean, folks, this is incredible stuff. Now, when we come back, this is going to highlight the intelligence and the way that these men responded to the light that God gave them through grace. Fisher Ames entered Harvard at the age of 12 years old. Charles Carroll, signer of the Declaration, entered college at the age of 10 years old. But I was told just the opposite. I know you were. That's why you're listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hey, everyone. This is Jake, the other guy, with the Sons of Liberty. And we are sponsoring a 12-week constitutional course beginning Thursday, August 22nd, 2013. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Minnesota and available by webinar. The cost is $150 per person and $30 each additional family member, and the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the constitutional course.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called MicroPlant Powder Gold. MicroPlant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make MicroPlant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
MicroPlant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with MicroPlant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Bird before he got on the radio. That's okay. Right before the break, friends, we were talking about the lessons books by Mr. McGuffey, Character of Jesus Christ, The Golden Rule, extract from the Sermon on the Mount, Solomon's Wise Choice, The Goodness of God, Gospel Invitation, Christian Light and Hope, Awake Zion, and On Prayer. And then the first segment is to rehearse in your ears, not to be rhetorical, of course, but just to remind you, to refresh, friends, it's not tedious for me, brethren. I'm being a little facetious. One of those days. But Benny said, and folks, I'm not trying to demean. I'm almost attempting to be sarcastic to backhand the revisionists for their absolute foolishness. And their traitors and their Judas Iscariot actions towards the truth in our founding forefathers. But as I've said before, William Cullen Bryant was right when he said, truth crusted the earth will rise again, and it is on the rise, friends. Benjamin Rush said, the only foundation for a useful education in a republic is to be relayed or to be laid in religion. Without this, there can be no virtue, and without virtue, there can be no liberty, and liberty is the object and the life of all republican governments. What happens, friends, if you break the law? You go to jail. What happens when you don't break the law? You remain free. You abide by the laws of the land. See, common sense, right? Oh, boy. I don't know, it's hard to figure out about that. Charles Carroll, signer of the Declaration, entered college at the age of 10. How's that working out for you, Mr. Revisionist? We're told these guys are stupid. We're told they're deists. And a deist is like God's there, but he doesn't intervene on the behalf of man. Yeah. Would you do that with your kids? No. Well, neither did he. Fisher Ames entered Harvard at the age of 12 years old. Christian colleges, friends. Who raised those boys up anyways? You know, the Bible says that
Well, actually, in my prayer life, it's every night. Lord, I thank you for your Holy Spirit who teaches me all things, who guides me into all truth, who gives me perfect knowledge of every circumstance and opportunity that comes before me. And what does the Holy Ghost do? He comes to convict men of sin, righteousness, and judgment, John 16. And keep in mind, friends, that the Holy Spirit never comforts a man that's in known sin. Pretty smart guys, man. They were led by the Spirit of God. And what does Scripture teach us in the book of Timothy? That all doctrine is given by God and given by inspiration of God for reproof, for correction, and instructions of righteousness. And these men and these women, their wives, of course, were some intelligent human beings. God is in the generation of the righteous, and friends, these men were nothing but righteous. 25 of the 56 signers had seminary degrees. And I already gave you a quote during last segment of our least religious signer rebuking the French for withholding due praise to their creator. Benjamin Rush graduated Princeton at age 14. John Trumbull, listen to this. John Trumbull. Actually, it's John Trumbull, like bull, you know, with horns. Law students under John Adams, justice in Connecticut Supreme Court, read through the Bible at age 4 years old, beat a minister in a Greek contest at the age of six, passed Yale entrance exam at the age of 7.5 years old. Parents held him out of college till age 13. I'm sure probably because he didn't want to make anybody look stupid. What a guy. That was noble. Thanks, John. What about Andrew Jackson? 7th U.S. president, soldier in the American Revolution at age 12 years old. A soldier at the age of 12 years old. I mean, at the age of 12 in America today, you're lucky to see a kid without a pacifier in his mouth. I'm talking about his attitude. Andrew Jackson was also a POW under the British. And folks, isn't it interesting the correlation of the fact that they were soldiers as well? They depended upon God to get them through to the other side of the revolution. And we know that because 237 years later, here we are. John Quincy Adams, 6th U.S. president, performed drills with Minutemen at age 8. Yeah, you heard me right. I mean, you should study that guy's life out a little bit. You want to talk about sacrifice for mankind? His whole life was laid down for a sacrifice. Jesus said, greater love hath no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends. John Quincy Adams, son of John Adams, received congressional appointment to be secretary to ambassador to court of Catherine the Great in Russia. You ready for this? Age 14. William Livingston, signer of the Constitution, lived as a missionary to Indians at 14. James Ivedell, Supreme Court Justice, appointed to public office in North Carolina to oversee finances at age 17 years old. So the proven elements of sound education should be religion, morality, knowledge, instilled at school, home, church, communities. We got Jeff in Washington. You got Bradley. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hi, I've been listening to your show for a while, and I like everything I hear. Just quite often you refer to God, and first of all, let me say, I grew up Christian. I went to church up until I was about 14 or so. I just find it really hard to believe that, you know, if he's out there, where's he at? You know, we've got our government.
Oh, I got a bad connection. Jeff, we got a bad connection. Can you call right back in? Okay, no. Okay, we're good. Go ahead, Jeff.
Oh, okay. Well, it's just hard to believe that, you know, if he's out there, I just think maybe he gave up on us a long time ago, you know, because out of everything that's going on and everything our government's doing, not just to us, but to everybody else in the world, you know, where's he at? Why isn't he stepping in and saying, all right, you know, we got 3 or 4,000 people controlling the fate of almost 8 billion.
Yeah.
You know?
Jeff, can I answer you?
It's crazy.
Yeah. I want to just be real straight with you, first of all. It's almost hurtful when I hear that kind of stuff in my heart, and I want to tell you why. Because when I think of the fact that it was God the Father that sent his Son to die for the sins of the world, that was such an extension of his willingness to reach back to man to reconcile them back unto himself. The problem in America is, my friend, is the fact that the church is not responding to God's commandments. And I'll tell you why they're not responding to his commandments. Because they're not thankful for the sacrifice of his Son, Jesus Christ. And when you go to third world countries, you don't have these problems. You're seeing God the same way that he was in primitive Christianity, because he has not changed. You're seeing miracles. You're seeing signs. You're seeing wonders. You're seeing real Christianity, but it's a sacrificial Christianity. It's not the professed Christianity as to what you see today in America. When you look at what's going on in America, it is so completely contrary to Scripture, it sickens me. When I first cried out to God, my friend, I was on the road in a rock and roll band, and I started asking the Lord. No one was there guiding me through, because nobody ever took the time to love me enough to guide me through. I started to ask him to show himself strong on my behalf, and he started to do that. And what he did, Jeff, is he started to show me what I wasn't, to show me who he was. And once he did that, I had the American church tell me, oh, something's wrong, something's wrong. Yet it was Jesus, when I read Scripture, that said, deny yourself, take up your cross, follow me. To he who tries to save his life will lose it, but he who loses his life for my sake will find it. And I started to notice his process. Through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of heaven. I was told in America that God has a wonderful plan for your life and he loves you so much. Yes, he loves you so much, but he also told you that even those that desire to live godly shall be persecuted for righteousness' sake. It's a crossless Christianity. Let me tell you this, and I'll let you have the last word, Jeff. You'll meet him at the cross. You'll always meet him at the cross, because he's not a man that he should lie. He's faithful. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I talked to a little 7-year-old boy today that got my comic book. And I told him, I just want this to be ingrained in your mind and in your heart. I thank you for liking my comic book so much, but I want you to understand something. He is who he says he is, if you're willing to meet him on his terms.
Yeah.
You got 30 seconds, Jeff. Fill it with words, my friend.
I totally agree that, you know, Even from when I was a kid, I'm almost 30 now. I've got a couple children, and I want a future for them. And I don't see it being an easy one coming. You know, that I believe that within the next year we're going to be under some serious thumbs from the powers that be, and it's hard to take in that he would stand by and let this happen. And there's so many Christians out there that they say, well, if you don't believe in him, then he's not going to save you. I do believe
Jeff,
in somebody.
Jeff, I got to close the show. You got sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. 23 hours. We'll talk to you then.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.